8 o'clock on a Wednesday morning. You're tuned to the Voice of Bolita Radio, Life and Style, coming to you live from the Lifestyle Center, where things are beginning to, shall we say, take wings like Red Bull. Yeah, it's all coming together beautifully. You know, normally trading hours from 9, but earlier at Super Spa and at Woolies, and the coffee is flowing. And we're in now going into the 12th PSG Wealth Radio discussion with Grant Clinton, who is a chartered accountant, a member of the Fiduciary Institute of South Africa, and the PSG Wealth Bolita Fiduciary Specialist. Now, in previous discussions, we've covered both wills and trusts in some detail, but today we're going to be talking about real-life situations surrounding death. Oh, yeah, you heard that correct. We're going to be talking about the one subject that everyone knows is going to definitely come knocking, and yet we pretend it's never going to happen to us. But of course, we'll get into the ins and outs. Grant, welcome to the studio. Lovely to see you again.
Thanks, Dave. Good to be here.
So let's kick it off. And what are some issues that we need to consider when someone close, or a member of the team, the family, the convocation, whatever it is, they die? And now you've got to deal with it.
Well, generally, it's such a traumatic and difficult time. When those attending the scene are in shock, but there are necessary legal processes that have to be followed. Firstly, and most importantly, a registered medical doctor has to certify the person as having died before a body is moved. It sounds...
Before they're moved?
Correct.
So someone, you've got to leave them there?
Exactly. Wow. You may not touch the body.
Wow.
By the way, it's a criminal act to transport a dead body in South Africa without a license to do so.
Is that a fact? So even if you're trying to get the medical attention and you're hoping you might be able to revive them, but no.
Look, I mean, you can tell if there's life. But if you suspect there's life, you're allowed to transport them to a hospital or medical facility.
Okay. But if someone is clearly gone, they are gone. You leave them until a doctor arrives.
Yes.
Or a paramedic or someone like that.
Yes. So if death happens in a hospital or medical facility, it's handled by the hospital staff. They deal with those situations all the time. The attending doctor is required to fill out a death notice form. It's called a government form DHA-1663 for the technical people. That identifies the deceased. They use fingerprints. It states the cause of death and other details, including next of kin and attending funeral parlor, together with other information, so that the state can issue a death certificate and record the death on the population register, which is extremely important.
Okay.
Often that doesn't happen. So there are people on the death on the register of, at Home Affairs, that are actually still alive in theory.
And drawing government grants and support, child support, and all that's a big thing. Huh?
Yes.
You mentioned a death certificate. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so a death certificate is issued listing cause of death, or in cases where cause of death is uncertain, the initial death certificate will say under investigation. This investigation can delay the administration of a deceased estate for many years, because a beneficiary may not inherit if they've been implicated in the death of an individual.
For fairly obvious reasons. And apparently on the death certificate, there's a line item that says cause of death. And why is it important that the cause of death is identified or listed? What are the implications
of
that?
If there's foul play and the beneficiary is implicated, clearly, as I said, they aren't entitled to inherit in terms of our law. But the South African Police Services will have to conduct an investigation. And if the death is of unnatural causes, you would have to conduct an autopsy and a full-blown police investigation to determine the cause of death and the suspects.
Okay. So what would qualify as an unnatural death?
It's anything that, death is unknown. Accidental death, violent death, sudden death, death by drowning. So it's really anything where, even if a person is just standing in the road and falls over and dies just there and then, like aneurysms and that kind of stuff, that is regarded as an unnatural death.
as opposed to just gently going to sleep, closing your eyes for the last time. And that's the way we all hope we're going to go, you know, in our sleep quietly, not knowing that, you know, I don't mind dying as long as I'm not there at the time. That's sort of it. Okay. Often there's an interesting thing where on a death certificate, the cause of death being listed as under investigation has been problematic. What does that mean?
Yeah, so, for example, if someone is stabbed and it's a random stabbing, they're unable to determine who the suspects were, that can stay on the death certificate. I've seen that never been removed on certain deaths.
But does that have implications for a potential payout, shall we say?
Correct. Wow. So what really needs to happen is autopsy has to be conducted. And there are two types of autopsies, the state autopsy and a private autopsy. There's a difference in time lapse between the two. Obviously, the state one takes a lot longer. So generally what people do to expedite the process is conduct a private autopsy and arrange with the state to have their representatives present at the time. That speeds up things. You can get it done in a few months as opposed to a few years.
Wow. It can take as long as a few years.
Correct.
Gosh. Wow. Okay. So there's obviously a hell of a lot more to consider than simply cause of death, etc. And although time is always limited in this kind of forum, what are some of the more important practical things to be done when someone has passed?
Well, one of the issues really is burial or cremation, depending on your religious practices. And if unnatural death is involved, obviously the police have to conduct the investigations, before they release the body. If there's suspicious circumstances, for example, a gunshot or stabbing or something like that, the autopsy would have to be conducted before the body is released to the family for burial or cremation, as I said.
Wow. Even if there are very strict religious considerations, I know I have a Jewish heritage, and you know, there's a very important requirement that you are buried as soon as possible.
Yep. It's all about that. It's unfortunately, those rituals have to take a back seat to the state's demands.
So there it is. There
unfortunately,
is.
Yes.
Well, and I'm sure for good reason, because in the age in which we live, it's amazing how people have been able to create opportunities nefariously. And I believe there's a lot of fraud around the business of death.
Correct. There are a few things I want to mention. You know, obviously, I mentioned up front, it's such a traumatic time. But there are some important things that you as next of kin or involved a friend, as you said, or someone close to you, notify the employer if applicable, notify the trustees of a body corporate, forward certified copies of the death certificate as soon as you receive it to your financial planner, your executor, the cell phone company, the South African Broadcasting Corporation, if you have a TV license. Otherwise, they will come after you.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You haven't paid your... I'm dead. It doesn't matter. You still got to pay your TV.
And most importantly, report the death to SARS.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, of course. So, lots of... Now, clearly, it's an emotional time. And it would be extremely valuable to have professional assistance in getting through these statutory requirements. I presume this is where you can help.
Absolutely. You know, I've seen it done as individuals, but where we've got to in South Africa specifically is the Master of the High Court no longer wants to deal with the members of the public because there's too much technical work involved and they don't have the time to train individuals. Mm. So what they in fact insist upon now is the appointing of an agent who's familiar with their processes. They won't even appoint a member of the public if they don't have the experience.
And this would be not the executor per se, but someone wrapping up the death?
Well, an executor or the executor themselves will appoint an agent who is qualified as an executor to operate on their behalf.
And is this something, a service that you at PSC will provide? Well, that's marvelous. Now, where can you be contacted?
Well, we out at Simbidi Office Park. You can call us on 0860-888810 or just pick us up on the website.
Grant, it's always fascinating having a chat. I mean, the subject of death is possibly a morbid one, but it's a very important part of life.
Correct.
And life goes on. This is the thing. And sometimes it goes on pretty smoothly, and we hope for the best in that situation. And when you've got professional help, that's where you can turn to making sure that instead of years going by without resolution, it's limited down to the shortest possible time. Grant Clinton, PSG Wealth, and hopefully we will be in the studio again really soon, but this will be going up as a podcast in case you've just joined us and are wondering, you may have missed the gist of it. No, you haven't. These podcasts are available to be listened to on demand. You'll find them on our website, lifeandstyle.fm, or on our apps available at the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store, absolutely free for download. Grant, thanks so much for joining me on The Morning Show.
Thank you, Dave.